singing to the divine. Just think of the blissful, peaceful harmony that comes from good spiritual music. When you sing to the divine, you're using your voice as an instrument to make a beautiful offering from spirit into spirit. The divine universe has given you this instrument of your body and voice, and you play it to express love and respect for that divine presence. Even if you don't think you have a great singing voice, perhaps certain talent judges might critique your tone or call your singing pitchy. Don't worry about their real or imagined assessments. Sing to spirit with open-hearted love and enthusiasm. In devotional idol singing, the most important points are given for your sincerity, devotion, love, focus, and surrender into the blissfulness of spirit. Traditions around the world have sung their scriptures, from the Quran to the Torah to Psalms, the Bhagavad Gita, and many other texts. Whether you prefer to sing Latin hymns, Native American chants, Sanskrit mantras, Gregorian chants, or gospel songs, the practice of devotional singing opens your heart and mind to divine and joyful experiences. Why I love devotional singing. When I lived in an Indian-based ashram, many hours of our daily schedule were devoted to singing to God. With fast chants, slow chants, and elaborate texts scattered throughout each day, from early morning until bedtime. While following this schedule for many years, the transformational power of chanting became evident to me. I could feel the mantra power tangibly during each chant, and could also see beneficial long-term effects that chanting and devotional singing had brought in soothing, invigorating, and empowering my mind, heart, and soul. During those years and since, I've found devotional singing of various kinds to be a great way to connect with spirit and an amazing bridge to achieving spiritual happiness. What's more beautiful than hearing a mother sing a lullaby to her child? What's more potent than a group of men singing together in strong, deep voices filled with conviction? What is more heart-opening than singing from your soul to the omnipotent and omnipresent God? When you sing to God, you're loving God. You're making a statement that with all the other things you could be doing with that time, working on your career, cleaning your house, going out with friends, or watching television, you're choosing to spend time to offer a devotional song to the divine.